This just in, hot off the bench press. Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had, with most clubs open 24 hours, so you can work out your way on your time. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 10th. See Home Club for details.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to True Crime Time for Tuesday, January the 7th. And I'm Woody Overton.
I'm Cindy Overton.
And we're a week into this year already, 2025.
And what a week it's been.
Oh, man. Let me tell y'all real quick. Last night, we were watching probably the most important football game of the year, 14-2 against 14-2. And last regular season game, et cetera, and power goes out. And it was like 80 degrees, and we knew the weather was coming. Power goes out. Immediately, Cindy calls in. I went outside and looked across the street. Neighbors got power, right? So they say it's going to be 10 o'clock. And 10 o'clock comes, no dice, right? And so she calls them back again, and they moved it to 1 o'clock. And so she went to bed. And at 1 o'clock, her son comes downstairs. He's the one who's really hurting because he can get the game and stuff. He's like, "Yo, what time is it?" And I said, "It's," because he never charges his phone. I said, "It's 1 o'clock. I said, if you're waiting on the power to come back on, you might as well go back to bed. So he did. And I went to bed at 3:30. And Cindy woke up. And I said, "The power's still not on." So she called him. Oh, no. She had a text from him at what?
At 1 that said it was restored.
Yeah. So they texted her at 1 saying, "Your power's been restored." And they were lying. And so she made it another thing, and they said it would restore by 7 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. And at 7:30, I woke up because I sleep with a sound, on my phone. Mm-hmm. And I didn't have that last night. Wasn't any good sleep. Woke up and nothing. And called him back, and the guy's on the phone. He's like, "Oh, yeah, our crews are out there, and your power's going to be restored by 7 o'clock. I'm like, "Dude, it's like 9 o'clock.
It was 7:30. Yeah, it said it's going to be restored by 7:30. It was 9:23.
Yeah, it was 9:23 or something like that. And he was like, "Oh." And just basically, you're getting somebody in a foreign place. Not foreign, but not in Louisiana, South Louisiana. And then they don't give a fuck. They look in the computer screen. And then he was like, "What, da, da, da." And then I chewed his ass out, basically. And he made another ticket. Then we waited, and then made another ticket an hour later.
Well, because we called back at a certain point because they said they got an alert saying it was going to be back on at 10:30 or something.
No, but then the second lady we called, she said, "No, your power's going to be back on at 7. Mm. I'm like, "It's 10 o'clock now. And she's like, "Oh, anyway, so went on. Call back the third one, and I made an emergency complaint. I said our lights are flickering and all this stuff. I mean, motherfucker, I went out in the cold and drove up and down the highway. There's nobody on the highway. All our neighbors got their Christmas lights. They didn't have an epiphany, I guess.
Today is the day the epiphany happens.
Well, it doesn't matter. Everybody had power but us. And then came back and I had a real case of the red ass. And we're laying in the bed because it's cold. And Cindy was like, "You want to cuddle?" And I was like, "No, I'm mad."
Got the red ass.
I was mad as fuck. And I mean, our whole day is fucked. And then they were like, "We got another one." Even after the emergency call, they were like, "If you don't hear anything in an hour," and we did it back, whatever. Finally,
at 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Well, at 1 o'clock, we got an alert that it wasn't going to be on until 4.
Right.
So I go out to the car because I have 4% battery, and I'm charging my phone because I know that you're in bed. You are about to lay it on them thick, and I'm getting the battery charged. Yeah. And I walk out to the garage, and Sophie's sitting in her car charging her phone, and the garage door is up. And I was like, "How does she do that?" But it was already up. Yeah. And I go to pull the cord to lift up my garage door, and it won't click, so it's free to lift. And I look down and I see a green light and I'm like, what the? It took me a second to like, and I still pulled the cord to try to push it up. I was like, green light means electricity.
Yeah. And we were triply screwed because both of y'all, I don't park in the garage, but Sophia and Cindy park in the garage and the doors were down.
Yeah.
Because of weather and they couldn't get out.
Yeah. But so whatever. Then I go and I like, okay, that means electricity. So I press the button on the garage door and it raises. And I'm like, well, what if this is the only building that has electricity, right?
No, because I checked the power. I checked the breaker in there.
I know you did. Yeah. And so then I looked in the house and there was electricity, but we weren't going to get it till 4.
Yeah, right. So anyway, it's we are recording a day early. Sorry, Patreon convicts, you're not going to get a super early release on this, but you'll get it when Cindy gets done editing it. And it will be commercial free, et cetera, as always. And hashtag justice for Haley. Y'all, please continue to like and listen and share that. And let's roll with true crime time for Tuesday, January 7th, ladies first. And what are we doing? It's time for Family Matters. Nothing like starting out the new years with the stories that just the gifts that keep on giving.
Yeah. Great, great moms out there.
Tell me about it.
We're going to North Carolina now. Recently, Sophie has made me start watching Southern Charm.
Okay.
And it's been on for like 10 years and it's just like a Real Housewives, like it's a Bravo thing.
You know what the other name for that show is?
What?
Something Woody Overton I'll never watch.
I know, but there's a Woody Overton on the show. Okay. His name is Shep.
Shep.
So like Shepherd. A dude
wears tight like Woodrow. Sweaters and tight pants.
Or something. Oh, no. He's a Woody Overton.
Okay.
He's one that would walk up to you and say, I'm Shep, and you're not. Like, he's that type of guy.
All right.
Anyway, so this is in Charlotte, North Carolina. So this mom has been arrested for child abuse. Mm. You want to guess what she did?
I can't imagine. She abused a kid.
Child is 4.
All right.
And she did not give her daughter food, solid food, for 6 months.
How many stories are we going to do about this?
I don't know. I don't know. So 28-year-old Sarah Weber was charged with one felony count of neglect. She should have had 40 million counts of felony neglect, causing a child serious injuries, and was taken into custody on January 4th. Her arrest warrant cite that she neglected to give her 4-year-old daughter solid food for nearly half a year.
That's crazy.
Leading to the child have diarrhea for about a month. The mother never took her child to a doctor and at any point during the course of the illness at all. Like she just never... Because she knew what she was doing. Right, I mean, why would she take her to the doctor for them to say,
feed her shit like that?
Once Weber's daughter was eventually taken to see a doctor, the doctor found the child to be severely malnourished.
Naturally.
And the daughter was admitted into the hospital shortly afterwards and is recuperating, thank goodness.
Yeah.
So
they arrested her and locked her up.
Huh? They arrested her, locked her up, but... She's been held on a $25,000 bond.
That's probably a base, like even in Livingston Parish, if you catch a felony, I think it's $25,000. But if before you see the judge, they automatically, let's say she gets arrested at nighttime or whatever, they're going to say, okay, well, your bond is automatic preset at $25,000 until you see the judge.
But what do you gain from only serving? Solid food.
You know what you gain? That baby ain't gonna be with that bitch anymore.
Well, I know. Yeah. I just
it is what it is. The baby will get to be safe, and unfortunately, it's just a common thing. I mean, remember the Fletchers and East Feliciana?
Yeah,
left their baby to rot. Their grown daughter to rot in a couch.
Yep.
So,
which is another part that if we go deeper into hashtag justice for Haley, that will come out.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah. So y'all stay tuned on that. We're just beginning to scratch the surface of Haley's tragic story. But you remember I told you I lived in Utah for a while?
Many times.
Just north of Salt Lake and in Ogden. You know, went down to Salt Lake all the time and the surrounding towns. Salt Lake's really beautiful. And that was so cool is you could take a bus from downtown and 20 minutes you're on a ski slope.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And back then the biggest crime they were worried about was graffiti, but I'm talking like 30, 35 years ago. But let's go to Utah. and to a town, Harriman, which is located about 30 miles outside of Salt Lake City. I'm pretty sure I've been there, but can't really confirm it. Been too long, too many beers. And this guy's name is Jacob Johnson. He was driving down the road, and the Saratoga Springs Police Department, so they notice a little something maybe funny about the way he's driving, and they pull him over, and he pulls over into a gas station, right? And, you know, what you do on any suspected DUI, and a lot of times, I don't know, some agencies do it different. Like, we would walk up to the car probably, but as you walk up to the car, you're always going to touch the trunk to make sure there's not somebody to jump out on you, and you're scanning, they call it the kill zone. Mm-hmm. You're scanning the back seat, and you talk to the driver, you're like, who, anybody else in the car with you or whatever. Mm-hmm. Well, this guy, oh, Mr. Jacob Johnson, who's, like I told you, is 40 years old. Yeah, he had somebody else in the car with him.
Oh.
And when they approached the car, the Saratoga Springs officers found the body of 30-year-old Summer Ronnie in the back seat. That's according to Sergeant Greg Shaver. Now, they said she had significant injuries and trauma that would be consistent with a homicide. She'd be dead. And so they start to talk to him, right? And he's like, yeah, that's my girlfriend. And, you know, we were in a relationship and we lived together in Harriman. But he actually told him this.
Yeah.
He said, our relationship's over.
I mean, I can't get much more over.
Right. I mean, I know it's not funny, but
the things that people say.
Exactly. So the victim's family members, Ronnie's family members, told the local KSL-TV that the former couple were not living together when her body was found. So Johnson has got diarrhea of the mouth, and he goes on to tell the police that he had been arguing with Ronnie and that it had turned physical. But then I think he had an epiphany, and he shut the fuck up, but he wouldn't say anything else, right? Because they continued to question him. He was like, But he did admit to putting her body in the back seat of his car, not to kill her. Now, the victim's sister, Michelle Tishner, told the same outlet that she had last seen her sister on Christmas Day and that Ronnie, the victim, had missed her Monday afternoon shift at work. And her body was discovered in Johnson's car about 10 hours after her shift was supposed to begin. Wow, that's crazy. So, of course, the family released a statement and through their attorney and said they called the 30-year-old a vibrant, kind, and loving soul, and that her family was heartbroken by her tragic and untimely loss. It says Summer was a vibrant, kind, and loving soul who touched the lives of everyone she met. She was deeply loved by her friends, family, and co-workers who will always remember her infectious personality and the joy she brought into their lives. So I also said this senseless act has left us unfillable void in our hearts, and we ask for privacy during this difficult time as we grieve and remember the incredible person Summer was. So Johnson's now facing first degree felony murder, as he should, and he's booked into the Salt Lake County Metro Jail, and he's being held without bond. You would be happy to know that.
Yes, I'm definitely happy to know that.
Yeah, dead body in the car. It reminds me of a case we have where the guy strangled the girl to death. We didn't know if it was missing persons came in first. Mm-hmm. You know, her brother got home from work. She wasn't there. Mm-hmm. And then somebody called in once we got into investigating. Somebody called her work that morning and said she's not going to be in because she never missed work. The young dude was living with her. And ultimately, we found her body, and he strangled her to death, and he sat her upright in the car in the middle of the daytime, seat buckled her in, yes, and drove her across the parish and dumped her in the woods.
Yes, he did.
You never know what you can be fine. Y'all stay safe.
Well, when you were talking about the family remembering her, and, you know, I go back to all of the victims in New Orleans and all of the families remembering theirs. I mean, I'm sure funerals are beginning, right, and stuff like that. And we got a very sweet email from Carrie McEwen in the UK today.
Really?
And said, and I forwarded it to you, but you probably haven't seen it yet. But she said, thank you so much for paying tribute to the victims and not giving any.
We're never going to give any props to those idiots.
Yeah.
Terrorists, not tragedy. It's just tragedy, but terrorists. Don't forget that, people. They're trying to scare you.
Yeah. So I wanted to share that on air because it's important to, you know, get pay tribute to the victim.
You want to set your child up for success. Is your child struggling with a specific subject, or do they need a challenge to keep them engaged? IXL Learning is an online learning program that enriches your homeschool curriculum. It offers practice in math, English, language arts, science, and social studies, and adapts to each child, meeting them at their personal level. As a homeschool parent, I can tell you that IXL has been life-saving for my son, WL. He uses IXL every day, and it allows me to tailor his learning experience based on his specific skills, not just his grade level. If he needs support, IXL finds his current level and helps him build up to where he needs to be. And in areas where he's advanced, IXL propels him forward without any setbacks. What I love most is that IXL uses visuals in its questions and lessons, which really helps WL learn math and science better since he is a visual learner. The interactive practice problems and educational games make learning fun and engaging. With IXL, school is a positive, fun experience. WL enjoys earning awards in the educational games. IXL is trusted by 15 million students worldwide and has proven to improve performance in over 75 scientific research studies. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. Real Life Real Crime listeners can receive an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/today. Visit IXL.com/today to access the most effective learning program at the best price.
Saving money now during Menards Bag Sale. All prices after 15% bag sale discount. Pick up a 6-pack of LED light bulbs for just $2.97. Get a wood or fiberglass claw hammer for only $2.29 each. 52-ounce bottles of Ajax dish soap, just $2.97. And 12 packs of Shasta soda in assorted flavors are only $4.19. Don't miss out on Menards Bag Sale happening now. Good through January 12th. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
You know what? Let me go ahead and roll.
Okay.
You're right. It is important. Very, very important. Let's do it. Twofer.
Okay. It's time for Family Matters.
So, continuing just one state south where you were earlier in Charlotte, a South Carolina family is asking for help in the caring for a child whose family members were killed in a shooting 2 days after Christmas. The 5-year-old was left an orphan on Friday, December 27th, after his father, Darius Say, 44, killed his estranged wife, right? Who is Adrian Say, the boy's mom, also known as Kim. And he also killed the child's uncle, Andrew, and the boy's grandfather, John.
He was on a roll.
Hell yeah. So that would make him one of our mass murders, right? Four people. Oh, that's only three.
Well, cereal is not all at the same time.
The mass was four.
Yeah,
so it was close enough. They said the murders happened around 4:40 p.m. in the court of North Charleston police. An armed Darius burst into the apartment and shot the victims, who were at the time were helping build toys for the 5-year-old for Christmas. Yeah, you remember that being young and you get the big old Erector set or whatever and your parents might spend a few minutes with you trying to put it together?
Yes.
I don't. I never did. but anyway, it's not. But that's, you know, a real thing. I did it with probably my nieces and nephews and our kids and stuff. And so it's just sitting there helping your 5-year-old be blessed and the dude kicks in the door and blast away. So Darius was arrested on assault and battery charge the night before the incident. But if we go back to the bonds, he was released on a $10,000 bond. After the fatal shooting, the 44-year-old took his son to another home, per the news outlets. Police responded to the scene, and Darius surrendered the child before shooting himself with an AR-15-style rifle. And North Charleston police told the local Post and Courier he was pronounced dead at the scene. Now, following the violence, Kim's family released a statement to WCIV-TV saying, "We are devastated by the senseless murders of Kim, John, and Andrew. Our united focus is honoring their legacies through loving and raising Kim's son." Right? So, I mean, know, they go on and say how devastating it is and everything. And what it really is, especially what's really, really sad in these cases is the 5-year-old. I mean, it's your daddy did it, and he did it in front of you.
Right.
And then he took you to another home.
Yeah.
And then he killed himself.
And you're five, and you don't.
You're five.
You don't.
I pray he can't remember that.
I pray he's.
I don't remember. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I remember throwing, like, sitting in my. At five, you sit in a high chair?
No.
I remember probably among your earliest memory is sitting in a high chair and throwing shit.
Oh, that does not surprise me. You still throw shit.
Tell us secrets. I was throwing food at people and shit.
You still do that.
Yeah, that must be where I got it from. But prayers for this little baby.
No, at five. I mean,
and the family that has to deal with it. I mean, they're asking for help and raising them. And you know what? We would absolutely do it. We'll take our grandbaby in a minute.
For her protection, absolutely. We'll take any baby for their protection.
Well, certainly for protection, but take her anyway.
Yeah. You
know, but the baby doesn't deserve it.
No.
I mean, nobody deserves it.
Yeah. I'm thinking of my earliest memory, like core memory, I was like four, but then there's very, very few memories of my childhood.
Yeah. Me too.
I know.
So.
There's so many people that remember so many different things, and it surprises me very, very much that they can actually have those memories. But you want to spread some more?
It's the same topic?
Yeah.
It's time for Family Matters.
It's a threefer. We're rolling into 2025 with some love from families.
It's really disheartening and shows the state of this world, honestly. This time we're going to Alabama, where authorities have found a missing 1-year-old boy, and his disappearance came to light after his family members died in a car crash months after he was last seen. Caleb Collins, who was one, was last seen in September of 2024 in Winfield, Alabama. And police only learned of his disappearance in December when his father, Stephen Bradley Collins, and his sister, Riley Denise Collins, died in a car crash.
Okay.
Caleb is now presumed dead. Caleb's mother, Wendy Pamela Bailey, who was critically injured in the crash, has since been arrested on several charges, including domestic violence. So let's go back. So the investigation into Caleb's disappearance led the police to unearth gruesome details of alleged abuse at which the boy suffered. In the charge documents, investigators allege that
they wrote
on at least one occasion Caleb was photographed hanging from a loft with a rope.
My God, hanging by a foot?
By a rope.
I know, but it can't. Obviously, he can't be hanging by his neck
from a loft with a rope. Listen, they didn't say where he was connected. Where the
I'm
rope was connected.
I'm simply stating it. Obviously, couldn't be his neck, or he'd be dead. So he must have been hung from his foot
well,
or his
Caleb,
arm or something.
Okay. The photographs were shared by Stephen sometime in July, and the charging documents said that they followed up with the text message in which Stephen wrote, "He won't move. I'm so sorry." At one point in the text exchange, Bailey responded, "He just looks wore out and tired and
why
hurt.
He's hanging from a rope?
Hopefully that's all." Stephen also allegedly said, and told Bailey that he was going to kill the child. Bailey is accused of failing to report or intervene during physical abuse. So police further found that Caleb was killed, placed in an outdoor storage shed, and then moved to
maybe
a location to be determined. The case has been shrouded in mystery from the beginning of the investigation, and questions remain about the circumstances surrounding his disappearance.
Fuck
in November, Stephen wrote in a Facebook post. Yes.
Oh, they executing motherfuckers in Alabama.
In November, Stephen, the daddy, said that Caleb was ill and needed surgery. Mm-hmm. But the timeline didn't really match with the police. So this post was written months after the child was last seen. Mm-hmm. He's not growing and has major back issues is what the post says. Keep him in your prayers. Mm-hmm. It's been rough and just seems going to be going really tough on. We're really going on a tough road right now.
Love his ass in prison in Bama.
And so meanwhile, a neighbor said that while they were aware that the family had a son, they never saw the boy. And authorities have not announced an estimated time of death for Caleb. But Bailey has been charged with abuse of a corpse, aggravated child abuse, and domestic violence. She was also charged with criminally negligent homicide in connection with the death of Riley, who was not wearing a seatbelt at the time of the crash. So the one was missing and then the other one. Yeah,
I got it.
I'm trying to process.
You're all perplexed.
You know,
you're telling the story.
Huh?
You're all perplexed and you're telling the story.
Yes. I mean, this is hard for me. So the children's grandfather, John Elton Bailey, is also under arrest on a charge of failing to report Caleb missing.
Yeah. You had to know.
Yeah. I do get, and that's what the problem is when I'm trying to tell a story, I just get so physically ill and like sick by it. And I'm like trying to make sense of it, and you can't make sense of this.
There's no sense of evil. And, you know, you hang a 5-year old, and maybe they did hang him by the neck, and they were sending a text back and forth.
Yeah.
And he's like, I want to kill him.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure you did that.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's just, you go on for months. What do you think? At some point, it's not going to catch up with you.
And then you do a post saying he's not growing. Oh, no, he's not. Yeah.
Man, the abuse of the course. I imagine they did something to get rid of his body. I don't know. Well, there you have it. I'm going to give you a break.
Thank you.
From Family Matters, but let's do a... It's time for F'd Up Professional. Wait until you hear this one.
Okay.
You thought you were sick. So let's go to Virginia. And, you know, I love my cops and teachers and nurses, right? Mm-hmm. And nurses that work in the neonatal units, I mean, they were got to really be special.
Because that's, special.
I mean, I'm an old hard dude. I've seen it all, including dead babies and burn babies, everything you can imagine. And they care for them, of course, and then the preemies and all that, right?
Yeah.
The true professionals.
They nurse them back to life, hopefully, and then they have to let them go.
Let me tell you what happened in Virginia with this professional. Police have made an arrest after a Virginia hospital opened an investigation into multiple babies who suffered unexplainable fractures in the neonatal intensive care unit, or the NICU. All right, this gets good, not good, y'all, but a bad good. So, Henrico Doctors Hospital announced in a December 24th, 2024 news release that it would not be admitting any additional babies into our NICU at this time after three babies were found with the fractures in late November and December. Fucking that baby can't tell you what's wrong.
No.
And they said the injuries were similar to an incident involving four babies in the summer of 2023. All right. So on Friday, January 3rd, Henrico County Police confirmed in a news release. This is from People, y'all magazine. They confirmed in a news release obtained by People that Erin Elizabeth Ann Strotman, who's 26, of Chesterfield County, has been named as a suspect in the case. If they know about seven, it's probably way more, but we'll continue. Ms. Strotman faces charges of malicious wounding and felony child abuse in connection to an incident that occurred in November of 2024. So that's what the police said. Remember, there were like four that occurred then. Mm-hmm. The investigation continued to note that the police are reviewing dozens of videos from inside the NICU. And as previously mentioned, detectives are re-examining the 2023 and 2024 cases as part of the broader investigation. They said, we appreciate the families and public's patience as we work as thoroughly and expeditiously as possible to investigate every piece of evidence connection to these cases. That's Gordon Henrico, Chief of Police Eric English, right? So I would also like to acknowledge the unwavering efforts of our detectives who continue to comb through hundreds of hours of footage and extend my sincere gratitude to Henrico's Child Protective Services Department and the Henrico County Commonwealth Attorney's Office and the Virginia State Police, the Virginia Department of Health, and the Office of Attorney General for the assistance in this matter, right? So what they did, y'all, HCA Virginia confirmed in a statement that the suspect arrested in connection with the investigation was a former employee at the hospital. Hence your fucked up professional. They said, we are both shocked and saddened by this development in the investigation and are focused on continuing to care for our patients and providing support to our colleagues who have been deeply and personally impacted by this investigation. You know, you can imagine that.
Oh,
you
yeah.
You go in there and you're doing your best and you already, you know, you're a fucking hero for doing the work that you do. And
yes.
Then you're going to get grilled. At some point, you got seven babies that have the same broken bones. I'm talking about little bitty babies. Not even regular sized babies. Anyway, they said, we are grateful to those colleagues who have dedicated their professional lives to the care and safety of our patients, as well as to law enforcement and other agencies who have worked aggressively and tirelessly with us on this investigation. And I respect that. The hospital's owning up. I mean, it's really not their fault.
Right.
But I'm sure they'll put some kind of new system in. They said, for more than 30 years, the NICU at Henrico's Doctor's Hospital has provided necessary and life-saving care to babies in Central Virginia, and we remain focused on ensuring the availability of that care in our community. So the hospital went on, and they said that the more recent fractures in a December news release saying, we initiated a thorough internal investigation, informed the families, and notified the proper authorities and regulatory agencies and worked with them on their investigations. Now, while fractures occasionally happen with preterm babies, since they lack full fetal bone development, we are actively working to determine how these fractures occurred. The hospital insisted it had taken immediate steps to enhance safety measures in the NICU. Well, one of them is no more babies can come in until they fix it, right?
Right.
And head-to-toe examinations of each NICU baby, installing new security systems, live streaming technology, and more. I mean, camera, lock keeps honest, man honest, right? So they said the safety of our NICU babies is our highest priority, and we are actively working to pursue additional precautions to prevent any future incidents. So I don't know. Y'all, Noah Heckey was among the babies to suffer an injury in 2023 with his parents, Tori and Dominique. They discovered he had a fractured tibia while in the hospital's NICU in September of that year. Now, the couple received a letter from Henrico's Department of Social Services, and it said, following a thorough CPS investigation, this agency has determined the disposition of this report to be found at level one for physical abuse of Noah by an employee by the Henrico's Doctor's Hospital NICU. I mean, they're owning up to it. That's the right thing to do. Boy,
yeah.
they are fucked.
Way back in 2023.
Right. So, but at that time, the employee wasn't identified. And then Noah's father, Dominique, told the news outlets, we are anxiously awaiting to hear what they were able to, how they were able to find the person liable that did this. And, you know, this, I'm sure more is going to come out about this. And I'm sure it's going to be more babies, but a lot of these babies, you know, you can take a high level of pain as a little baby and not even know it. You know, you just think it's common.
Right.
And I remember my buddy saying that he went over to his nephew's house one day and it's like, 4 or 5, and he was playing something. I told you the story.
Mm-hmm.
He was playing a game on the TV, and he saw that he was squinting and holding his head. And he said, buddy, what's wrong with you? He said, nothing's wrong with you. He said, well, why are you squinting and holding your head? He said, well, my head hurts. He said, that's a problem. He said, no, it happens every time. This happened my entire life. When I watch TV like this, my head hurts, and he's squinting. Well, fuck, they took him to the eye doctor. He was almost blind.
Right.
And he didn't know.
Yeah.
And he didn't know to tell his parents that something was wrong with him. He just thought it was normal.
Yeah.
That's crazy, huh? Anyway, the I don't know.
Just curious what, how they, know. How she or they did what, it and what makes you, it was weird as we were talking about Kathy Bates movie just the other day.
Misery. Mm-hmm. Misery. That was some wicked shit.
Yeah. That's what that reminds me of.
It's just, there is, boy, even women's prisons, that's to me, I mean, child molestation is so bad, but taking a little underweight, sick baby and breaking them, I mean, she probably just walk up to them and snap on a leg. She did the same thing to all of them, like at least seven of them.
Yeah.
And what, you get off on that?
Yeah.
I don't understand.
There's
you go,
evil.
All right, you
evil,
do something.
Evil.
Take, bring us home.
Evil. I don't want
to. I bet they waited on that bitch to get to the jail.
So at 12, we're going to Georgia, which I think
Georgia's
we were.
Georgia's pretty close. We had North Carolina, South Carolina, and Georgia, and Bama today. We all four states touch.
These southern states.
Hey, don't be throwing shade on the southern.
I'm joking.
Shit happens everywhere.
Can't joke about this. But a 12-year-old boy in Georgia suffered second-degree burns on his face after a prank went wrong. Had a sleepover.
Uh-oh. That's what sent us to number one in the world was David and Christina Constance. Somebody stitched us in on a TikTok. It was all about sleepovers. Parents were like, no, I'm not doing it, da-da-da-da. And they said, you need to go listen to Real Life, Real Crime, very first episode.
Do you remember this is like boys play, right? It did. But these are boys playing pranks on each other. It's like the girls, when we were little, we started wearing our little training bras and we'd get them and put them in the freezer.
We did all kinds of shit.
Put your hand in warm water and see if they'll pee in their pants.
Yeah, Lord help the first motherfucker that went to sleep.
Yes.
And we did it. We weren't just little boys when we did it. We'd do it all. You know, you'd be passed out on the couch and you wake up with all kinds of nasty.
Yeah, draw. I mean,
if
I remember
you were taking a shower, you just cringed the whole time because you knew
for
a bucket of ice water was coming over.
Yes,
the top.
Yeah. That's the type of stuff that. Right. Well, Tiffany West is the mother of the 12-year-old boy,
right.
And she says that the incident of this during the sleepover occurred at a neighbor's apartment where three other boys poured scalding water on her son's face while he was asleep.
Jeez Louise.
So he was transported to the burn center in Augusta, and he had to have surgery. Huh. And she added that her son is at home recovering, and it's going to take him 12 to 14 days to heal.
He needs to be scarred for life.
Mm-hmm. But the three friends at the sleepover, all between the ages of 12 and 15, are currently facing charges.
Yeah.
Tifton Police Department said in a statement, it's currently unclear what the charges are, but the victim's family told the news WALB that the children have been released to their families and are aware that hearings will take place in about a month.
I mean, it's just going to be juvenile court, and nobody gets in the juvenile court except for the prosecution and the defense and the judge.
Yeah. The mother was just like, I can't describe it now. Like,
so, I mean, you put your faith in your 12-year-olds going to a sleepover, mm-hmm. and these little geniuses decide to be, I mean, you could just throw water on him, but you're going to heat it up to scalding and melt his face.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure you don't want to be the parents of the sleepover that were, own the house and have to call the other parents and say, your baby's on the way to the hospital.
And to make it worse,
it's not their fault. I mean, fucking kids are stupid, but that's just stupid.
That is just stupid. But the mom, Tiffany, has been out of work and just found work. And now she's going to have to stop working to be able to be at home and take care of, her son.
It
affects so many more.
Ripple effect.
Yeah.
It goes on and on and on. It's going to continue to go on because now they got court dates, and then this is going to be psychological evaluations and this and this and this. But
12 to 15 there's such a stark difference between a 12-year-old boy and a 15-year-old boy.
Yeah.
And I'm not blaming for, you don't know how well they know the family.
We don't know if the 15-year-old did it or the 12-year-old did.
Right, exactly.
And they thought it was funny until it wasn't, right?
Yeah. What's the worst thing? Or not
never did shit to hurt anybody.
No, you would get like with Jamie Hunt you would go into the the water when you you know you would.
I had the G.I. Joe with the Kung Fu grip, yes. And I got a brand new boat for him for Christmas. And it was too cold to go outside, so we went in this attic over the carport, and we ran a hose from the downstairs in the carport.
The geniuses,
yeah, and we flooded the attic so I could play with the G.I. Joe with the Kung Fu grip, and it's around noontime. They live in the middle of the country, no neighbors. We heard his mama screaming. She'd come home for lunch, and she thought a pipe had burst, like it's cold outside now.
Yeah.
She thought a pipe had burst in the attic, called Mr. Francis home.
Yeah.
And then he got there, and he came up, and we got our ass beat.
Yeah.
Well, we got in trouble. But, yeah, I mean, just you don't think. Obviously, we weren't thinking.
Well, no, you weren't thinking, but it was still innocent.
It was still... Yeah.
Funny.
We did a lot of bad. I mean, I did a lot of bad shit when I was a kid, but I never hurt anybody.
Like, well, no, that's what I mean. You never hurt anybody. Like, swim and some other person would get garbage cans and pull them down the road. You know, I mean, silly things.
Swim did a lot of shit. Swim did more shit than anybody else in the history of the world.
But it never hurt anybody.
Swim never physically harmed anyone.
No.
He didn't even like, you know, if you're a little boy, boys like to hit other boys in the nuts. If you hit me in the nuts, I was going to knock you the fuck out.
Well, yes.
Or thumping on the ears. I'm like, don't touch me, motherfucker.
Yeah.
I don't touch you. You don't touch me.
Right.
And I always live by that.
Yes.
Or swim to someone who isn't me. Stay tuned. Might bring y'all some shorts on that. Sun starting on Sundays.
Yeah.
Be pretty cool, right? Well, we're going to conclude this episode. Love and appreciate each and every one of y'all. It's so freaking cold outside. And it's so cold that we came home from hunting.
Yeah.
I mean, in the 20s here, with the wind chills and the low teens, fuck that.
Well,
I'm not that mad at them.
We came home from hunting because also the fear of losing power, and it's all green up there.
Yeah. And we lost the power.
Our house is the only red dot.
Only house. Well, it is what it is. And so we're recording this a little late, but Sin will do what she does and get it to y'all. And hopefully, now we're really behind. And hopefully, tomorrow it'll be a little bit earlier.
Yes.
Your early release for Patreon Comics. We love y'all and appreciate your support. It's awesome. Have a subscriber, same thing. And if you can't be a Patreon or Comic, we get it. I love you just as much. Thank you for liking, listening, and sharing. Y'all, hashtag Justice for Haley, please, please stick with it. Every time we release a new record, people get more and more pissed off. And we got more coming. A lot more. In which I'm going to prove to you everything this motherfucker said is a lie.
Yeah.
And we'll try to get that murder indictment. State versus Scott Peterson scorched.
Yes.
Almost done and just in the final phases, death penalty phase, and you gotta listen to it. I mean, people are following this, continue to grow, and that's awesome, but it's the longest thing I've ever done, but I can't get off of it. Just because there's so much.
Well, because the more you go, the more you learn that the public never heard.
Right.
And it's also, I love watching that, like, you're the numbers guy and you look at our analytics and watch the downloads. I like to see the transition of the audience. Like, the growth that we've had in Georgia is crazy.
Yeah.
We're growing a lot in Seattle. Like, I think it's amazing just to watch that growth. And when I looked at the Louisiana numbers, they're kind of leveling out and we're spreading out more.
And across the world too.
Yeah.
England, shout out Tommy Cox.
And yeah.
Of course, we got Jake Donaldson and everybody else in Texas, Kimmy, and I mean, around the world, we got Australia, Canada, which I heard their prime minister just resigned today. We don't do politics. So, with that being said, we got to wrap up. True crime time for Tuesday, January 7th, 2025. And I'm Woody Overton.
I'm Cindy Overton.
I'll holler at y'all later. Peace.
Zaxby's just out Philly the Philly again. The Zaxby's Chicken Philly is back with garlic aioli, sautéed peppers and onions, decadent melty cheese, and your choice of Zaxby's signature crispy chicken fingers or delicious grilled chicken. but it's only back for a limited time. So enjoy it while you can. No pressure. It's just the greatest sandwich of all time on a ticking clock. Order the Chicken Philly today. Who's got the sauce? Zaxby's.